Our guest at the cafe this morning is Wally Jeffers with Hutt County Shared Ministries in Greenville, and a lot of people know it better. Wally, for whatever reason, is fish.
Correct.
So, good morning. And you, fish refers to what exactly?
Well, that was the first question I ever asked him when I was interviewing for the position.
Because you know, Hutt County Shared Ministries doesn't play out as a fish.
Well, originally it was just a fish pantry at Grace Presbyterian, and basically it was just in regards to the five loaves and two fish.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did was think about the ministry that fish had and all that it does and everything. And I came back and told the committee, I think fish stands for faithfully involved in sharing hope.
Wow.
Because all of us working together, and it's churches and individuals and schools and businesses, et cetera, that pull all of our resources, and then we are able to help people who are in crisis and bring a little hope into their life. We do that consistently.
Faithfully involved in sharing hope.
Yes, sir.
That's good. But, of course, the official name is Hutt County Shared Ministries, but I imagine more people do know you as Fish. So you did not start this yourself.
No. Bill Hunt was the pastor at Grace Presbyterian, and they had a little closet, I mean a tiny closet, that they used to distribute food to families in need. And across the street was Redeemer Lutheran. And they had the same idea. They had a little closet, and people would come over, and they'd be able to provide food for them. And then they got to notice that people were driving across the street from Grace over to Redeemer. And so the same families were using both pantries, and they decided that they would begin to work together. And 40-plus years later, we're where we are today with, you know, many churches throughout the county supporting us and individual civic groups, et cetera, and to where we've become Hunt County Ministries, because in the original days, all they distributed was food. But today, we do rent and utilities, mm-hmm. and medical and dental and optical, prescription assistance. We, in the past, have been able to help people get their ID or their driver's license. We help with birth certificates for kids who need to go to school or for someone who's trying to get a job. You know, so we do a whole host of things. We have the Meals for At-Risk Kids program, where we provide 7 meals and 3 snacks to kids in 7 different school districts throughout our county. And they take those bags of food home with them on the weekends so that they can make sure that when they come to school on Monday, they're not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this last year, rent and utility assistance has been a key need in our county because of COVID and, you know, people losing their jobs or hours were drastically cut, whatever, and they just weren't able to make ends meet. Our families were impacted by COVID. So, you know, we had to step up, and with the help of the county, we were able to help with those patients the health department was working with, families that were being impacted and, you know, were being quarantined for 21 days or until they got a negative test result, you know. So we were helping basically pay most of their bills so that they could continue to function as a family.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Wally Jeffers, and Wally is the executive director, correct, of Hutt County Shared Ministries, or as we said, probably better known as Fish. We're going to talk with him in just a moment about Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets, which is a very big deal, which will be they'll be getting organized to do quite soon. Wally, any way of knowing how many people you all might serve in a year, say in the past year?
We serve about anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 family units. Now, some of those units we serve over multiple times.
Right.
But just counting them once, it's between 8,000 and 10,000 family units that we serve. And our biggest numbers are in our children's or youth area and in our senior adult area.
Mm-hmm.
We serve more senior adults every month than we do just adults.
Gosh.
So we've really made a real strong effort to make sure that senior adults in our community are having access to the resources that they need to sustain themselves.
Yeah. I was looking at your Facebook page, and you mentioned that you do a lot more than just distribute food. And you all recently been providing vaccines, or you've been involved in helping people get vaccinated?
Yeah, we were working with CareVite on that and, you know, allowing people to that just were coming up for assistance. If they would wanted to get a vaccine, we were making that available to them.
Right. We're going to run out of time pretty quickly, but let's say that what happens October 1st, something important happens coming up October 1st.
So that begins our sign-up for our Thanksgiving and basket, Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets. Families who have not pre-registered with us are able to come into our office or call us on the phone, and we will work with them to get them signed up for those baskets. And we distribute those baskets in Commerce, in Wolf City, and in Greenville, but it's for anyone anywhere in the county. So there's, you know, you can sign up with the food pantries in Commerce, mm-hmm. or you can sign up with us there at our offices at 2805 King Street.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how many you passed out last year?
Last year we distributed to over 1,200 family units. It's a pretty, you know, we stay pretty busy.
Yeah. We're out of time, but we're gonna talk with Wally on a regular basis, and so we'll be back in contact with you real soon. Wally, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Well, I appreciate it. You have a good day.
All right. Wally Jeffers with Hunt County Shared Ministries, or FISH. And you're starting there with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.